It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning as heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and also Apple Podcasts and Amazon. And another weekend nearly here. It is a Friday, May the 10th today. If you've got something on this weekend, especially around property, good luck with all of that. And good morning to Roger and Melanie in Chatswood in Sydney, listeners of the podcast, who have written in to say that they are both born and bred in Sydney, but like so many first home buyers, they are leaving New South Wales in a few months' time to move to Queensland, and they are looking at Rockhampton, Mackay and Hervey Bay. They both, they tell us, work in industries that they can operate from home, so their jobs are secure. And it's a trend that has been going on, especially over the last 2 to 3 years. So if you are in a similar situation, do let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. That is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. And thank you, Roger and Melanie, for getting in contact. Let us know how that all shakes down. And in fact, this morning we are off to Queensland and catching up once again with Varsha Daswani from SAI Real Estate. And Varsha, just off the back of that, you have no doubt encountered that very trend with people moving from Sydney or Melbourne to reduce down the median house price that they're going to be paying by moving into Queensland. Because by doing so, it's just having a think about this, it's very much like converting into an exchange rate, a different exchange rate, meaning that if you're a first home buyer, it's like exchanging Aussie dollars for euros if you're trying to buy into the Sydney market. But if you switch that around as a first-home buyer and you're looking at moving into a Queensland area, it's like converting euros to Aussie dollars. It's much better value. What do you think?
100%. I completely agree, Craig. And if you think about it, if you look at the unit price in Sydney is about 1,081,000. And even though the annual growth is really, really strong, which is 7.24% in Sydney, when you look at it in Brisbane, the annual growth is 12.82%, but the median value in unit is 818,000, which is much more affordable compared to Sydney. Hence why a lot of people from interstate, like we talk daily to these people, and a lot of people from interstate are just wanting to move to Brisbane. And especially in the city, it's easier to get an investment property in the beginning and then to kind of move, which is much better plan compared to finding a home in Sydney, because that just never happens. Just because of the competition and the inflation, people are just tired.
And I think you've got some of the numbers on the property market performance for April. So how did they sort of shake down?
Yeah, so according to PropTrack, the national home prices have lifted up to 0.23% to hit a new record in April, bringing prices up 1.97% so far this year to sit 6.6% above April 2023 levels. Now, Brisbane remains the third strongest performing market over the past year behind Perth and Adelaide, with home prices now 12.82% above April 2023 levels. Now, strong growth has pushed up dwelling values in Brisbane to outpace Melbourne, with Brisbane's median value sitting at 818,000, surpassing Melbourne for the first time in 14 years. This is just incredible, just to see the growth and how in such a short span. So the future looks really strong for Brisbane.
And tell us a little bit about some of the numbers around the Sunshine Coast property market and how well that went in April.
So the region, Sunshine Coast region's median house price reached up to $1.42 million in March, according to PropTrack. And that's a slight increase from a month earlier, which was $1.04 million, and was a significant leap in quarterly growth up to 2.7% and yearly growth of 8.81%. Now, houses were worth a staggering 69.48% more than they were in March 2020, a few months into the pandemic. The region's median unit price is $764,000, was also on the rise. Now, it is experienced that 3.29% quarterly growth and 8.05% yearly growth and 62% growth since March 2020. So the median house price in Sunny Coast is, our unit price in Sunny Coast is 724, whereas in Brisbane is 818,000.
All right, we're talking to Varsha Daswani on our Friday morning. We'll come back. We will talk more about some of the numbers, some of the property figures out of the Sunshine Coast and Brisbane. We'll do that next.
We are more than just a real estate podcast. We cover a multitude of subjects, including property data, current buyer-seller sentiment, and the mood of the market. Follow each week all of the main talking points and know your property.
Well, whatever you think about the rate hikes for mortgage holders, one thing remains true, and that is that the Australian property market has weathered this tumultuous two-year rate hike cycle better than most thought was capable. And CoreLogic, now they've got some analysis on this, and they tell us that a modest 2.8% increase in home values has taken place since April of 2022. That is contrasting sharply with a strong 31.7% surge witnessed earlier. And they go on to say that there's a minus 7.5% national value dip during the initial phase of the rate hikes, followed by a consistent uptrend since January of 2023. And some of those numbers, Perth, now that saw a 25.7% surge, while Hobart faced a minus 11.2% decline in house values. And they say that suburbs have shown resilience with a 43.6% reaching record highs despite rate hikes, which just goes to show that no matter what happens, the market is still fueling along pretty well.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
And it is a Real Estate Friday. Yes, the weekend not too far away. We are catching up this morning with Varsha Daswani from SAI Real Estate. I guess in terms of some of these numbers just before the break that you were talking about, what are some of the key takeaways for you, some of those key numbers? Because I see that Australia's housing market, it's still very much undersupplied, isn't it, at the moment?
It is for sure, Craig. The rents will keep rising and the inflation will stick around a little longer than RBA would like, and the interest rates will eventually fall. And astounding good demographics and strong population growth will keep fueling demand for housing. Now, this creates a window of opportunity before falling interest rates, creates a property market reset. Now, inflation has now peaked and it's likely to have interest rates, and in due course, consumer confidence will return and the markets will continue their upward trajectory. Now, here are some like trends to watch for in 2024. Number one is the recovery phase of the property market cycle will continue. Number two is interest rate fall eventually. This may not happen till much later in the year. Number three is our property markets will become more fragmented. Number four is strong migration will continue to underpin our housing markets. Number five will be rents will keep rising strongly. And number six is strategic investors will keep investing in the property market. Now, there are two more that I think will definitely affect, which will be living in right neighborhood will be more important than ever. And also our economy will remain robust and employment will keep growing. So these are a couple of factors that will definitely affect and are to look for in 2024.
And of course, it's been an interesting week. On Tuesday, the Reserve Bank, they decided to just stay in pause mode. I think most people were thinking that that was likely to happen, although there were a couple of economists that were picking a 25 basis points rise. So at this stage, that is all very flat. No movement from the RBA. What was the feeling leading up to this one from the clients and the people that you talked to in Queensland about the property market? In other words, were people saying to you, well, if it goes up, that probably counts me out, but if it stays flat, maybe I can look at an investment property, maybe I can look at upgrading? How's the general sentiment in your state looking?
It's a very interesting question. Like, in terms of the finance and interest rates and all of that, it's still very much there. So the buyers that are really confident, they do have a good buying capacity, so they don't get affected by the interest rate hikes. But there are other buyers that are kind of, their whole investment journey or property journey depends on the interest rate. So if the interest rate goes up, they're out from the market. And if it doesn't, so at this point in time right now, that it's like it's a bit of a relief just because it's stagnant and has paused. So now they're like, okay, before there is another rise, we'll just kind of, you know, we are in the market, and before that happens, we'll just kind of buy. And they have a certain budget and they will need to put their money in before the next interest rate hike. Yeah, it's a bit of who we are talking to, and it's a mix kind of a thing. So there is no, like, there are different kinds of people, I would say. Like, there are cash buyers, but we are seeing a lot of cash buyers as well. So the interest rate journey will depend. I don't know how to put that in words, but they will have to do it right now, then later. And then if they are thinking of doing it later, they might just be thinking forever.
And just to finish up, just circling back to the very start of our discussion, and that is people moving from a Melbourne, moving from a Sydney. Just how popular has that been over the last couple of months in terms of what you are seeing in Queensland?
Extremely popular, especially when it comes to investing in Brisbane CBD and the nearby suburbs. Like, everybody that we talk to, majority of the people, 80% of the people are interstate buyers, interstate sellers as well. So it's quite strong and it's quite popular in that regards, Craig.
All right. Well, we'll leave you there, Varsha. Enjoy your weekend coming up. Enjoy your Friday and we'll catch you back soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Craig.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
We had one of the busiest weekends on record last weekend. I think we're out looking at about 9 or 10 properties across the weekend, which, given the low stock levels, is a pretty good result for us.
It's just that positivity. You've only got to go back to last week when I was talking to Eliza Owen from CoreLogic.
If you look at Perth, that's seen internal migration really turn around. Net interstate migration to Western Australia was over 2,000 people.
At the moment, there is no slowdown expected for this year.
It is great to hear some positivity from someone as respected as Eliza. She's on the money in terms of the population growth. We know that we've been leading the country for a while now with our population growth. And historically, when our economy is good, we do get positive interstate net migration, as does Queensland typically. Sydney and Melbourne tend to get more from overseas and possibly are losing more to the other states than they're gaining.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.